Welcome to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump. We are looking at Nida Daf Samach. The topic of today is the removal of clothes, and we're going to look at the one pasuk which appears on this daf, and that is Ve'onu Ve'ovlu Pesachea V'nikasa La'aretz Teishev. We're talking about a case where her gates shall lament and mourn, and she shall be emptied, she shall sit on the ground. The Gemara is marshalling this pasuk as an explanation for the shita of Rabbi Nechemiah, who explains that when a shirt is worn by three women, one after the other, and a kesem is found afterwards, in such a case we say that all of them are tahorim. Quoting this pasuk of V'niksa la'aretz teshev, she will sit on the ground and be pure or be purified. Context of this pasuk is actually this is Yeshayahu Perek Gimel, and this comes into a greater context of who Yeshayahu was. Yeshayahu was a prophet who lived towards the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, and his primary audience was the south of Israel, was the kingdom of Yehuda. His contemporaries we know as Amos and Hoshea, who are talking to the northern kingdom, but he's talking during the reign of primarily the kings Uzzah, Yotam, Achaz, and Chizkiyahu. Is generally a time of opulence, as a time of success, and because of success comes many problems in society. And he's talking to that society which has problems. Perek Gimel in Yeshayahu really deals with the issues of opulence in society and people buying power for prestige, for the looks. And in fact, one of the themes that weaves its way through this perek in Yeshayahu Perek Gimel is the theme of clothes. He gives an example in Pasuk Vav, where he says, "Achi yispois ish ba'achiv beisaviv simlo lecho chotzin tielanu." He talks about people who will simply decide they're going to be leaders in order to be able to get the garbs, in order to wear the clothes, to look the part of leadership when they really are not deserving of it. And because of that, society will dissolve into anarchy, and people will essentially take advantage of the weak, and no one will really be there to protect them, because even the leaders are only seeking their own gratification. That's what the part of the Perek is talking about. This prophecy is actually leveraged against the women, against the wives of the people who are seeking power, and much of their intent is to live a life of opulence that their wives want. And therefore, in response at the end of the perek, there's this description of the de-jeweling, the defragrancing of these women and the society that they want to lead. Part of that description comes to our pasuk, which is towards the end of the perek, and that is that at the end of the day, v'avlu pesalcheha v'nikasa la'aretz teshev, and they'll be cleaned or emptied, so to speak, of anything. Of fragrance, of beautiful silks, of all the clothing they desired, they'll be sitting on the ground. This is the metaphor for the type of leadership at the time that Yeshayahu is leading. What the Gemara is doing is taking it out of the context of the removal of clothing and fragrance and saying that the word v'niksa means to say that it'll be purified, that such a woman who is la'aretz teshev will be purified. But the greater context is in fact the opulent times, the society which was too successful for its own good at the times of Yeshayahu. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.